From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo gave bonus worth 309 billion rupiah for Asian Para Games to athletes. Indonesia joins OIC Halal Fair to support sustainable halal trade ecosystem. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesian President Joko Widodo at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Monday gave appreciations in the form of a bonus worth 309 billion rupiah, or around $19 million, for Indonesian athletes competing in the Asian Para Games 2022 Surakarta Central Java. He appreciated the achievement of the athletes for bringing Indonesia as the overall champion with a total of 425 medals in the multi-branch sports events for athletes with disabilities. The 425 medals consist of 175 gold medals, 144 silver medals, and 106 bronze medals. Indonesia participated in the world's largest halal trade fair, OIC Halal Expo, which was entering its ninth year in supporting a sustainable halal trade ecosystem. The activity was organized by member countries of the Organization of Islamic Conference, OIC, according to a statement from the Indonesian Embassy in Ankara, received on Sunday. The nine halal expo activities were held simultaneously with 8 World Halal Summit. This year, the activity took the theme for a sustainable trade, explore all aspects of the growing global halal industry. The Indonesian pavilion was attended by 38 exhibitors who joined 12 large stands from ministries or agencies and provincial or regional trade offices. Indonesian halal products introduced textiles, halal food, halal cosmetics, and world halal medicine. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno urged micro, small and medium enterprises MSMEs to focus on improving business capacity and competitiveness instead of joining the bandwagon and changing their business commodity abruptly. He stated this in a dialogue with MSMEs actors in Ternate, North Maluku, according to the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy on Sunday. He also said that entrepreneurs must have a focused business to ensure its sustainability. If entrepreneurs abruptly quit their principal business to shift to another business, they will lose customers. Minister added that his side will keep developing MSMEs by providing digitalization training, assistance on capacity building, and guidance to MSMEs in the culinary, fashion, and craft sectors. Let's move on to the international news, where reiterating that his cabinet will be downsized, Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim on Sunday said he will do away with appointing cabinet ministers as a form of reward. On when the cabinet lined up will be announced, Mr. Anwar said, is currently in discussions with coalition members, including the four main parties in Pakatan Harapan. On his first day in office on Friday, Mr. Anwar said the cabinet size will be reduced and that he is also seeking the agreement of members who will be appointed to reduce their salaries. Australia's Labor government said it will move a parliamentary censure's motions against former Liberal Prime Minister Scott Morrison this week after an inquiry found his secret appointment to multiple ministers undermined trust in government. Morrison, who lost power in a general election in May, secretly accumulated 5 ministerial roles during the COVID-19 pandemic: health, finance, treasury, resources and home affairs. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese on Monday said a motion of censure would be introduced to the Labor-controlled House of Representatives this week by either the Leader of the House or the Attorney General. Hundreds of demonstrators and police clashed in Shanghai on Sunday night as protests over China's stringent COVID-19 restrictions flared for a third day and has spread to several cities in the wake of a deadly fire in the country's far west. The wave of civil disobedience is unprecedented in mainland China since President Xi Jinping assumed power a decade ago, as frustration mounts over his signature zero COVID-19 policies nearly 3 years into the pandemic. The COVID-19 measures are also exacting a heavy toll on the world's second largest economy. Italy declared a state of emergency on the southern island of Ischia on Sunday after a landslide killed at least 7 people and left several other missing. A wave of mud and debris crashed through the small towns of Casamicciola, Terme on Saturday morning, engulfing at least one house and sweeping cars down to the sea, local media and emergency service said. A first tranche of €2 million or $2 million of relief funds was released at the end of an emergency cabinet meeting, which declared the state of emergency, said Minister for Civil Protection Nello Musumeci. More than 200 rescuers were still searching for missing people, while hundreds of volunteers up their knees in mud were busy cleaning the town street. Listener, now let's move in on to Diplomatic Corner on Indonesia and China signed trade commitment worth 125.6 trillion rupiah. A number of Indonesian and Chinese business people signed a trade commitment worth $8.03 billion, or around 125.6 trillion rupiah. There were 20 memorandums of understanding on trade commitments signed by 20 Indonesian companies and business associations with their respective partners in China in a ceremonial event that was held online and offline from the Embassy Republic of Indonesia in Beijing last Thursday. Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan, who witnessed the signing from Jakarta, said that the signing was a concrete manifestation of the strong commitment between business actors from China and Indonesia in maintaining and enhancing trade and investment relations of both countries. Minister Zulkifli hopes that entrepreneurs of both countries will soon sign trade commitments with even greater value. He also expressed his highest appreciation to the Indonesian Embassy in Beijing, the Trade Attaché, and the Indonesian Trade Promotion Center, ITPC Shanghai, who have worked hard in increasing trade relations between Indonesia and China. He further stated that the value of Indonesia's export to China in the third quarter of this year reached $46.88 billion, or an increase of 28.87% compared to the third quarter of last year. Meanwhile, Indonesia's imports from China during the third quarter of this year reached $50.67 billion, or an increase of 28.33% compared to the third quarter of last year. Indonesian Ambassador to China Johari Oratmangun said that the commodities traded according to the agreement were agricultural products, processed food products, cosmetics, baby care, and coal. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. begin today in history with the event on November 28, 1979, when Air New Zealand plane crashed into Mount Erebus. Air New Zealand Flight 901 with tail registration ZK and ZP crashed into Mount Erebus in Antarctica. This aircraft was scheduled to fly from Auckland, New Zealand for a sightseeing flight to Antarctica. The destination of the aircraft was Christchurch International Airport, New Zealand. The plane was carrying 237 passengers and 20 crew members. All of them died in the accident. Let's move it on to the next event on Indonesian Tree Planting Day. Indonesian Tree Planting Day was proclaimed for the first time on November 28, 2008. During the declaration ceremony, the six presidents of Indonesia, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, planted nyamplung trees or Calophyllum inophyllum L, and the first lady planted sukun trees or Artocarpus communis as a sign of the start of the simultaneous planting of 100 million trees for 2008 throughout Indonesia. This activity is a strategy for the Indonesian nation in an effort to anticipate global climate change, forest and land degradation and deforestation, as well as other environmental damage which results in a decrease in natural productivities and environmental sustainabilities. Entered in history with the event about National Fairy Tale Day. National Fairy Tale Day is commemorated every November 28, coinciding with the birthday of the Indonesian fairy tale legend Suyadi, or commonly known as Pak Raden. His works have become childhood friends for generations of the nations. Until the end of his life, Pak Raden continued to participate, contribute, and strive in presenting fairy tales in the community. The National Fairy Tale Day was proclaimed for the first time in 28 November 2015.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo hosegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Sky.
Tenor Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan said that CLT Dore 2022 in North Maluku will be a promotion for world investment to Tidore, as well as an international attraction. In a written statement in Jakarta on Saturday, he explained that this grand event is expected to support the promotion of the regional economic potentials and tourism potential, superior products to world investment in Tidore. He also said that efforts that have been carried out to support CLT Tidore 2022 include infrastructure, improvement, community empowerment in the tourism industry, counseling and assistance to small industries. Besides, there are also exhibitions and products promotions, business forums, health services to the community and improvement of tree vegetation so that access and the environment are getting better. Various attractions, competitions and arts performances have also been held to elevate the local potential. Minister Zulkifli Hasan emphasized that with the various activities, the CLT Tidore 2022 is one of the efforts to keep the economy in eastern Indonesia stable. In this regard, Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan asked the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, the Ministry of Trade and the local governments to continue to maximize Tidore's potential after the implementation of CLT Tidore 2022. There are many hidden treasures in Tidore, but they must be managed wisely. The implementation of CLT Tidore 2022 is the result of the cooperation of all stakeholders, such as 32 ministries and agencies assisted by a number of state-owned enterprises, SOEs, business actors, and other stakeholders. Meanwhile, Mayor of Tidore Island, Ali Ibrahim, expressed the importance of Tidore as an international trade point like 500 years ago. Thereby, efforts are necessary to develop Tidore after CLT Tidore 2022. 500 years ago, Tidore was an important point in the international trade relations and played a major role in a global geostrategic and geopolitical constellation. The highlight of the CLT Tidore 2022 event on Saturday was opened by the Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, and attended by 1,100 invitees.
Voice of Indonesia.
Berawal dari tatap indah senyummu memikat, memikat hatiku yang hampa lara. Senyum membawa tawa, tawa membawa cerita, cerita kasih indah tentang kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini. Terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita. Terkadang ku ragu, percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Kau membuatku
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to take you to Banyu Towo Beach in Central Java. Banyu Towo comes from two words, namely Banyu and Towo. In Javanese, Banyu means water and Towo means fresh. Literally, Banyu Towo Beach means freshwater beach. This is not because the seawater is not salty, but because there is a spring that comes from the ground. So the water around the spring has a fresh taste as it has not been mixed with salty seawater. The view of Banyu Towo Beach will look even more charming when you see a waterfall in the form of fresh water falling from the rocks right on the beach. Karst expanse that stretches along the coast, making Banyu Towo Beach a tourist attraction that you must visit. When we swim or play in the water at Banyu Towo Wonogiri Beach, you will feel a different sensation from other beaches. Listener, Banyu Towo Beach is a tourist spot located in Gudang Harjo Village, Paranggupito District, Wonogiri Regency, Central Java. The time needed from downtown Wonogiri to Banyu Towo Beach is approximately 4 hours. Banyu Towo Beach is equipped with several facilities such as parking area for vehicles, prayer room, bathrooms, and lodgings. For tourists who will visit Banyu Towo Beach, they can use private vehicles or rented vehicles. After enjoying the beauty of Banyu Towo Beach and you want to enjoy Wonogiri's culinary specialties, all you have to do is look for stalls around the beach that provide snacks and souvenirs typical of Wonogiri, such as tiwul cassava rice, green chili vegetables, wader fish, and many others. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Thank you. sinaran hangat mentari sore ini. Aku berdiam diri. Derasnya kehidupan, letih persahabatan, sejenak hilang pergi jauh dalam sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama saat mimpi menghampiri. Masih terasa ku ingat detik kisah rumahku dan rumahmu, cerita yang pilu saat terluka terkecap mimpiku dan mimpimu. Sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama saat mimpi menghampiri.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about berwisata di Danau Toba, which means traveling to Lake Toba. So stay tuned! We're going to present you a conversation entitled Udara di Danau Toba. Udara di Danau Toba, which means the air on Lake Toba. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a tourist guide in Lake Toba, North Sumatra Province, Indonesia. Dev says the air on Lake Toba is not as hot as in Labuan Bajo. Let's listen to the conversation.
Udara di Danau Toba tidak sepanas di Labuan Bajo.
Benar, Pak. Udara di sini lebih sejuk.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Udara, udara, which means air. Sepanas, sepanas, which means as hot as. Udara di Danau Toba tidak sepanas di Labuan Bajo. Udara di Danau Toba tidak sepanas di Labuan Bajo, which means the air on Lake Toba is not as hot as in Labuan Bajo. Lebih sejuk, which means more fresh. Benar, Pak, udara di sini lebih sejuk. Benar, Pak, udara di sini lebih sejuk, which means that's right, sir, the air here is more fresh. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, udara di Danau Toba tidak sepanas di Labuan Bajo. Udara di Danau Toba tidak sepanas di Labuan Bajo, which means the air on Lake Toba is not as hot as in Labuan Bajo. In the sentence, there is an expression, sepanas, sepanas, which means as hot as. It is made up of the basic word panas, panas, which means hot, and the prefix se. The expression sepanas, which means as hot as, is used to state a simile or make comparisons when the things we are comparing are equal in some way. The prefix se is followed by an adjective. For example, sepanas, sepanas, which means as hot as. Sedingin, sedingin, which means as cold as. Setinggi, setinggi, which means as tall as. Seramai, seramai, which means as crowded as. Sebesar, sebesar, which means as big as. In the sentence, the expression sepanas, which means as hot as, is used to state comparison between the air on Lake Toba and Labuan Bajo. Dev says the air on Lake Toba is not as hot as in Labuan Bajo. Now let's listen to the other examples of showing comparisons in a simile way. Sebesar, sebesar, which means as big as. Danau Singkarak di Sumatera Barat tidak sebesar Danau Toba di Sumatera Utara. Danau Singkarak di Sumatera Barat tidak sebesar Danau Toba di Sumatera Utara. Which means Lake Singkarak in West Sumatra is not as big as Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Setinggi, setinggi, which means as tall as. Adik saya setinggi saya. Adik saya setinggi saya, which means my brother is as tall as me. People say Lake Toba used to be a dry land inhabited by a man named Toba. Toba married and had a son named Samosir. The name Samosir then becomes the name of an island in the middle of Lake Toba. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Udara di Danau Toba tidak sepanas di Labuan Bajo.
Benar, Pak. Udara di sini lebih sejuk.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa kawintiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Salahkah bila aku
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Angin Malam by Dewi Yul. The song Angin Malam, which in English means night breeze, was popularized by the legendary Indonesian singer Bruri Marantika. The song was released in 1969 through the Pros label and created by Arianto. This song, which has succeeded in attracting many listeners, tells a story about a person who enjoyed the atmosphere of the night. Alright listener, this is the song by Dewi Yul entitled Angin Malam. Enjoy the song!
Terima kasih.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 di bakoikum til manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis, wash your hand met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.